It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lacaparo Valley High School in tonight's Camden Conference Girls Basketball matchup featuring the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Lacaparo Valley Eagles. This is the Subway pregame show. I'm Bart Hill, sitting alongside my broadcast partner, Ryan Lee. Ryan, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks.
This is a bit strange tonight because, as you know, Paul Ramo, the voice of the Eagles, and the surrounding teams would be broadcasting this game. He's done so many over the years, but Ryan, he is home tonight sick, and he's obviously got to be very sick to miss a matchup of Dawson Boyd and Lacaparo.
Right. Between these two rivalry schools, yeah, I'm sure he's sick to miss this one.
Yeah, definitely. So we wish Paul well. Hopefully he won't be gone too long, and we'll catch up with him again. So Ryan and I are going to do our best to do our best Paul Ramo broadcast in honor of Paul. So let's take a look at the matchups, first of all, for the Eagles. You know, they're 14-3 overall. They're 12-0 in the Camden North. Their last three games, you know, they haven't played since for about a week because they've got the game was iced out, I guess you would say, last Friday night. But about a week and a half ago, they lost to Hancock, the defending state champs, 65-60 in overtime. And then they came back and beat Canby 50-23 and then YME 62-33. That was their last three games. They're averaging about 60 points per game and giving up just 38. So Ryan, when you look at Lacaparo tonight playing Dawson Boyd, what are some keys that they're going to have to look for to, in order to get a win tonight?
I think for Lacaparo on the offensive side, they got to come out early, get the legs going again. They've had a few days off now, get back into the game situation and push the tempo up a little bit. Look inside. Like I talked to Dylan, he wants to go inside and then out, you know, push it, get it down in the cam and then kick it back out for the three-point shot. And then ball movement, I think that's going to be key too. Just keep moving the ball and push tempo.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. You know, when we get this ball down low to Cameron Lee, and if she doesn't score, she can kick it out to our three-point shooters. It's just a deadly combination. It's really hard for a lot of teams to stop. Well, then looking at the Blackjacks, they're 6-10 overall on the year. They're 4-6 in the Camden North. Their last three games, they lost to Esaline 54-25. They beat Ortonville rather easily, 60-44, and then they lost to KMS, a very, very good team, 58-20. They average about 39 points per game. They give up about 52. So what can you tell us about the Blackjacks, Ron?
From what I know, I mean, they've won four of their last six games. They're really playing a lot better than they were probably the first time we played them back in December when we won 68-27, I believe, was the score was. So they've really improved, and I think for them, they just need to be patient on offense, move the ball, limit turnovers, and keep Lacaparo off the rebound. You know, rebound, limit Lacaparo to one shot, and they got to work hard for their rebound.
Yeah, when you mention patient offense, you know, it's sometimes easier said than done. We've seen numerous Lacaparo games this year, and their defense is just relentless. You know, they get a lot of steals. They put a lot of ball pressure on. Those steals can turn into fast break points. So on paper, it's a good idea to slow the game down to pass. But, you know, in reality, it's going to be difficult for Dawson Boyd.
Right, right. Yeah, Lacaparo's defense. I mean, they're in-your-face type defense. And they're great, you know, cutting off the passing lanes. Yeah, Dawson's really got to work hard, get some good shots, and then knock down the shots.
And, you know, Lacaparo has a veteran squad back, all six players that play in the game, and they really only go six players. Sometimes you'll see a seventh one enter the game. They all had a lot of playing experience last year. But, you know, Paul Raymond and I did the Dawson Boyd first round of their playoff game last year, and they return a ton of starters as well, so they've got the experience. And now it's just a matter of, you know, finding that rhythm in this game. Like you said, you know, we haven't played for quite a long time. I don't know what the status of Dawson Boyd is, but, you know, it's just to find out what you do best and see if you can do it a little bit better than the other team.
Right, right. Yep, getting the legs back and you know, pushing the ball, get some easy layups, get out front early. You know, same with Dawson. They're probably in the same boat we are. They got to get their legs going.
Yeah, well, looking tonight, we got a pretty good crowd out here. We've got the Dawson Boyd student section is here. They're in the whiteout. We've got the Lac Parle Valley student section. They're in the construction outfits with the hard hats and the fluorescent vests. And we also have the pep band going. And who doesn't love a pep band during the game?
Right, that's the best.
All right, well, let's go through the State Farm starting lineups. Tony Arata is your State Farm agent. Offices in Canby and Madison. And like a good neighbor, Ryan,
State Farm is there.
So here are our starting lineups. First of all, let's go with Lac Parle Valley, Ryan.
Yeah, for Lac Parle, very veteran starting five. They got four seniors and one junior. Number one, Riley Lund, 5'5", senior. Number four, Isabel Gerdes, 5'3", junior. Taylor Shelstead, number five, 5'10", senior. Ayanna Gibson, 5'6", senior. And then in the middle, they got Cameron Lee, 6'1", senior.
All right. And here are your starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Number one, Ayanna Gibson. She's a 5'8", junior. We got number four, Chelsea Hughesby. She's a 5'7" senior. We got the number 11, Kate Dahl. She's a 5'9" senior. Number 13, Haley Anderson. She's a 5'10" junior. And number 23, Allison Essling. She's a 5'5" junior. So, you know, you look at their starting lineup, Ryan, they only start one or two seniors, and they've got three underclassmen in their lineup.
Yeah, they got a very young roster, all, you know, for a few juniors, a couple sophomores, a couple freshmen on their team. So, yeah, they just got to come out and play hard and see what happens.
Yeah, the coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks is Rachel Hawkinson. She's assisted by Josh Dorn and Terry White. And Terry White, we know him. He was with the Lac Parle boys team last year through half the season.
That's
he was helping out Joel Voorhees on the BNC squad. So he's obviously a good basketball mind and can help that coaching staff as well. So one thing we talk about, you know, with Dawson Boyd and Lac Parle is they've got a lot of familiarity because some of these girls are actually teammates in some of the other sports.
Right.
And now they got to go out in hard court and defend each other, and they can't be friends and teammates during tonight's game.
Right, yeah, they know each other very well through other sports, and just being this close community, you know everybody.
Yeah, it really is a great atmosphere. But the one thing I really love, even, you know, such a close proximity, 10 miles away from the neighboring schools here, and the crowd really gets fired up. And, you know, it's a friendly fire, but we love it. And like I said, we got the pep band playing the school song now, so we're about ready to go. So we're going to take a commercial break here while they play our national anthem, and we'll be back with our live broadcast, Dawson Boyd at Lac Parle, right after these messages.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tylic, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Lac Parle Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to Lock Carl Valley High School. And tonight's girls basketball action, Dawson Boyd at Lock Carl Valley. They're just finishing up doing the lineup for the Eagles. And if you have never watched the live stream or been out here in person, it's quite a spectacle because they turn off all the lights. They get the spotlights going. Right now they're finishing up announcing the junior Eagles before the varsity. And Ryan, this is awesome. It just gets you pumped up, ready to go.
It does. This is great. It gets the crowd going, the students going. It even pumps up the players, too.
Yeah. And I can't imagine being those young people out there. I know talking to some of the boys when they did it, they were just really nervous to go out there in the court with the big people, and they're going out there. They're giving a fist bump to the opposing coach, and, you know, it's quite a spectacle. And as we mentioned, for Lack of Parle, they're 14-3. They're tops in the Camden Conference North right now with a 12-0 record. And seeing teams the second time around, Ryan, your job is just to finish and do something a little bit better than you did the first time around, because it's all a matter of adjustments when you play each team in the conference twice.
Yeah, that's right. It's just, you know, you learn. Dylan or both coaches might put in a few new wrinkles here and there, and it's just about execution and doing the right thing.
Yeah, we apologize for a little bit of a delay here, but they announced quite a few of the junior Eagles. It looks like there's about 10, 12 of them out there, so now they're just going with the starting lineup. But as we mentioned, Dawson Boyd 6-10 on the year. They're 4-6 in the Camden Conference North. You know, they got a little bit of a slow start, and then they picked up some nice wins. I know they beat RCR. They played Minneota really tough for a half, and so they've got everything they need. They've got some height. They've got some guards. And now we're going to find out which team does a better adjustment and chase off their rust from not playing for a while.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like I said, Dawson's won 4 out of their last 6. They could be a dangerous team here down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we mentioned, the coaches, Rachel Hawkinson for Dawson Boyd and Dylan Erickson for Lock Carl Valley, they know each other well. You know, being in the conference, they faced each other last year, so they're just finishing up with the starting lineups here, and then we will have the opening tip-off, and it's just kind of it's just great atmosphere right now. Everyone's standing on their feet, you know, and student body from both sections are getting into their chants and stuff, and so the girls are doing their final tune-ups, and in their huddles, and the lights are coming back on, and here we go. We're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm surprised, you know, for a Monday night, for as cold as it was, there's a good crowd out here tonight.
Well, it's nice and warm in the gym here at Lockwater Valley, and if you're on the way, you know, there's still time to get here. The game has not officially started yet. It will be here momentarily, but if you can't, throw a blanket on, turn on your fireplace, throw another log on the fire, and sit and listen to Ryan Lee and Bart Hill as we bring you this broadcast. Black Parles in their all red uniforms. They'll be going from our right to left, and Dawson Boyd Blackjacks are in their white uniforms. They'll be going left to right. We've got Haley Anderson is going to do the jumping for Dawson Boyd, and Cameron Lee will do the jumping for Black Parle Valley. Officials have said their words. They're coming to the middle. Clint Schiller, who's been a baseball umpire for many, many years and a former band guy in ZZ Top. And we have our action. The tip goes to Taylor Shelfhead for the Eagles. She's got it out front dribbling. Going to pass it over to Riley Lund on the right wing. Pass to Hina Gibson up top. Over to Isabel Gertis. Back over to Riley Lund. They're going to get it down low to Cameron Lee right away. And there's 2 points. So just like you talked about, Ryan, getting that easy touch down low.
Yep, Cam did a nice post up there. Riley threw a beautiful lob pass inside for an easy two.
All right, Esling dribbling out front from Dawson. She's trying to make a move down low. She gets a shot off. It just misses. Hannah Gibson with the rebound. So right away, she's attacking the rim.
Yep. That's what they got to do.
All right, Lockbarrel's got it. Shelstead's on the right wing. She kicks back out to Isabel Gertis. Down in the corner to Riley Lund. That's her spot. And it is good for 3 points. Nice shot.
Nice shot by Riley. Got a little shooter's touch there on the bounce.
Yeah, that was just good ball movement by the Eagles there. And three-pointer, 5-0. We just started. We're just 1 minute into the game here. Dawson Boyd has the ball now, passing it to Chelsea Huseby. Back out to number 11, Kate Dahl. You know, they've got some tall players out there.
They do. Haley Anderson and Kate Dahl, yeah.
We got Essling got out front dribbling the ball, and the Eagles are just in their person-to-person. I don't like to call them man-to-man defense out there, person-to-person defense, but that's what they usually play, and they put a lot of ball pressure on.
A lot of pressure.
There's a dribble down low, a kick out to Anna Hassett, over to Essling. She's out in the right wing. Haley Anderson is trying to post up down low, not having much luck. Ball kicked back out to number 11, Kate Dahl, at the top of the key. It swings around.
Looks like they're trying to go down low to Haley Anderson. But Cam did a good job. There's a turnover by Dawson, Isabel, with Gertis with the steal.
Yep, that ball pressure. She's going to take it all the way in. She's going to drive in, and she is fouled. And I believe it might be on Ayanna Gibson. It is on foul. First foul of the game, Ayanna Gibson. But, you know, she got that steal just in your face, ball pressure, Ryan.
Yep.
And she knocked the ball away, went down, and went to the basket and got fouled, so she will shoot two here. Isabel Gertis, a junior. A lot of playing time last year. First one is missed, though. Hey, Mark, generally, Lacaparo is very, very good at shooting free throws. They struggled just a tad lately.
They have been, yeah. I think they were close to 70 last year as a team. This year, I think they're low 60s.
Second one is good, so 6-0 now for the Eagles. Dawson Boyd breaks the little mini press there, kicks it up down the corner to Essling. Again, Anderson is trying to post up down low. They don't find her. They kick it over to Dahl. She's down in the corner, down to Huseby, back out front to Essling. She's going to swing it over to Hasted out front. She's dribbling, get a little pressure. Oh, and there's another steal by Riley Lund. She's going to pass it off to Taylor Shelstead, but good defensive hustle by Kate Dahl and Huseby to get back. There's a missed shot, rebound by Hasted. They'll bring the ball up the court, a little pressure. And Essling will bring the ball up the court on the left side. 6-0. 15:30 to go. We just started here at Lacaparo, and there's a drive by Essling. She's going to get fouled. I believe it's on Cameron Lee.
Must have got her with the body.
And that is a foul on Cameron Lee. Her first, just the first for the Eagles. And so Allison Essling will go to the line to shoot two. The first one is up just a little bit hard. That one's off. Again, if you're just joining us, at 6-0. The game just started. Art Hill, along with Ryan Lee, filling in for the ill, but great, Paul Raymond. And that second free throw is good. 6-1 now. Lacaparo is going to bring it up. Taylor Shelstead dribbling the ball up. She's going to be met at half court by Chelsea Huseby. She passes off to Lund. Back to Shelstead in the corner to Isabel Gertis. She takes a three, and it's just off the rim. And it goes up high, scramble for the ball, and Cameron Lee ends up with it. That ball, I think, was deflected 3 times, Ryan.
Yeah, I think so. And Taylor kind of deflected it right to Cam, and she put it up for two.
I always told the kids when I was coaching, if you can't get a clean rebound, at least try to tip it to a teammate, and that seems what happened there.
Yep.
Pressure out front. Number 4, Huseby, has it, and another turnover by the Blackjacks. Taylor Shelstead kicks it up to Riley Lund, and that is good. A 10-1 lead now for the Eagles. Again, Ryan, we talked about that in pregame, that ball pressure. Right now, it's just suffocating.
Yeah, it is. They're just all over the place, getting steals, getting easy buckets, and up to a 10-1 lead.
Now, look for Dawson now to pick some more ball screens, which they just did, and Essling's going to take a shot, and she's got it from the baseline. Nice job. Set a screen, free up the ball handler.
That's right.
That makes it easier to pass. Essling took it down the baseline. Nice 10-foot jump shot, and it's now a 10-3. There's a pass down low that was deflected. Taylor Shelstead ends up with it, kicks it back out to Riley Lund out front. Back to Shelstead in the corner to Ryan Gibson, and that ball is going to be thrown away. That should be over and back, which it is. I kind of thought Taylor was going to stay out by the three-point line and maybe set up for a shot, but she cut to the basket, and it was a pass that went to nobody in particular.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there.
So we're 14 minutes left to go in the first half. Lacaparo leading 10-3. Now you can see Anderson really working hard to get down low. Took a nice shot. Just missed on the front of the rim. But as Lee and Anderson were fighting for the rebound, it went off Lee out of bounds, so Dawson will inbound it underneath their own basket.
Yeah, it's going to be a good battle down there tonight between those two tall girls.
Haley Anderson got the pass, and it got blocked by Lee. Kicked out to Shelstead. She kicks it out to Lund and over to Gibson. Back to Lund. Down low to Isabel Gertis, and that was tipped out of bounds. Nice defense by Anna Shelstead, tipping that ball out of bounds, preventing that easy shot.
Yeah, I think Isabel would have had Riley if she would have made a bounce pass in there.
Correct. Generally, when the hands are high on defense, you've got to use those bounce pass low. Inbound it. Back to Lund in the corner. She's setting up, and that was off the side of the backboard.
Yeah.
She was the one that passed the ball inbounds, got to Shelstead, and she immediately went right to the corner.
Looks like it came off her hand a little funny. It had a funny spin on it.
Yeah, I don't know if she caught it cleanly. There's a nice drive, a nice pass, cut to the basket by Anna Hasted, and she got fouled going up for a shot. And I believe that was a second one on Cameron Lee. Is that correct?
Two on Cameron.
Yeah, so we got two fouls on Cameron Lee. You know, Dylan is discussing that with the officials. She definitely got fouled. I'm not so sure it was Cameron that fouled her, but Anna Gibson is on the line. First one is good. So she will get the second one here. We got number 15 checking in for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Alyssa Swazinski is in now. And we got the second free throw by Hasted. And it's up, and it is good. Nothing but net. 10-5. So now the little bit of difference here, Ryan, is to overcome that ball pressure. They're getting ball screens and cutting to the basket.
Yeah. Yep. They're attacking the basket. They got two quick fouls on Cam, and she picks up another one. She might have to sit for a little bit.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of time on the bench. There's another turnover. Good pressure by Essling and Swazinski. That ball got tossed out of bounds.
Yeah. Dawson's picked up the defense pressure here. 10-5 game.
Yeah, Essling will bring the ball up the court. 10-5. The Eagles are ahead. 13 minutes to go in the first half. Can you see the nice ball action? Anderson is up high now. Pass over to Essling down in the corner. She passes over to Swazinski. Over to Dahl. Back to Hasted. Back to Anderson. She's really high out front. I'm surprised maybe they don't mix her up down low to try to pick up that third foul on Cameron Lee.
Yeah, right. Give her the ball and go back in. Maybe pick up three.
Yeah. Back out front, we got it to Swazinski on the right wing there. She's got another cutter. Oh, that was almost a pass.
Yeah.
Yep. Anna Gibson just tipped that pass away enough. She got the steal. Dylan Erickson's going to take a timeout. So it's a 30-second timeout, but we'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with more basketball action.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are at Lac Parle Valley High School. Dawson Boyd and Lac Parle. Eagles are up 10-5. Ryan, Eagles just took a timeout. What do you think Dylan was telling them in that timeout?
I'm guessing he probably told them just settle down, relax. Move the ball a little bit. They forced a couple passes here on their last couple possessions and turned the ball over. They just got to keep working it, get good shots.
Yeah, and now they're passing the ball around really well right now, around the perimeter out to Lund out front. She kicks it back over to Isabel Gertis. It's going to take a long three. Nothing but net. So I don't know if that was the play in the timeout, but if it was, kudos to Coach Erickson.
Yeah, nice drop, Coach.
Eagles are up now 13-5. You know, they jumped out to a 10-1 lead, and then Dawson Boyd cut it to 10-5, and now it's 13-5 after that three-pointer. Hasted having some tough luck out front. And Anna Gibson steals the ball from her. Riley Lund will bring it up. They kick it over to Isabel Gertis on the right side. She's going to stop, hit a floater off the front of the rim. No good. Kate Dahl picks up that rebound and kicks it out to Allison Essling. Again, that defensive pressure. Dawson Boyd was combating that by setting some ball screens and getting some cutters. We'll see if that continues. Well, there's another loose ball. And it got tipped out of bounds. And it will go towards the Eagles. The official said it was off of Kate Dahl. Essling tried to pass it to her. Taylor Shelstead got in the middle, but tipped it, and I think it went off of Dahl.
Yep. good defense pressure by Taylor, forced the turnover.
All right, so there they go. Taylor's got it out front. She's going to drive. Chips it down low to Cameron Lee, just a little bit long. And Haley Anderson comes up with the rebound for Dawson.
That was a tough drive and pass by Taylor. She could have probably just shot that.
Yeah, she got to the basket, and she elected to pass it. There's a pass to Esseling down low. We saw her hit one of those before, and that one just missed. Taylor Shelton grabbed the rebound. She's going up the right side. She's looking to see if she can pass it to someone. Nobody is open. Good defense by Dawson Boyd getting back on that. There's an attempt to get it down low to Cameron Lee, but that was deflected by Anderson. So
Cameron had her girl sealed off. That was a nice play by Haley to get around her and tip it out of bounds.
Yeah, Esteling is not all out. I think Husby's back in the game. And then Jalen Lee is in for the Eagles. They only play six people. We saw that inbound pass again. Riley Lund passed it in, went right to the corner, got it back. Her shot was just a little bit long, rebounded by the Eagles. Taylor Shelstead has it, passes it to cutting Riley Lund right down the middle, and that's why you never stand flat-footed.
Nice cut by Riley. Cameron Senior coming down, pretty much just handed her the ball, and she went in for a layup.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, is when you don't have the ball, pass, move, and that's how you get open. But Anderson out front passes it over to Dahl. Left side, top of the key, back over to Hasted, back over to Anderson on the right side. She's playing really high now, and maybe they're trying to free up the inside. Pass it down to Hasted down low. She's met with resistance from Gibson. Back out front, over to Dahl on the right side. And there's a pass down low, just deflected again by Anna Gibson.
Yep, quick hands by Anna and deflected it. Cam picked it up.
Shelstead has it, passes on the baseline, and it goes to Anna Gibson, and she's going to pick up the foul as well, and one. Nice pass. Getting the ball off, deflection. Taylor Shelstead got it, went down to the right side baseline. Nice little bounce pass to Diana, and she was, the basket was good, and she was fouled. So now Dawson Boyd is going to take a full timeout, so we'll take a commercial break here. Eagles leading 17-5.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Lac Parle Valley. Dawson Boyd at Lac Parle. Here the Eagles have a 17-5 lead. Ryan Dawson just coming out of their timeout. Dawson Boyd, what do you think Coach Hawkinson is telling their girls?
I'm guessing she probably told them just the same thing Dylan told Lac Parle when he called the timeout. Just relax, move the ball. It looks like they're kind of forcing some things. Just relax, get a good shot.
Gibson completed the free throw of her and one, and she made that for the Lac Parle. Eagles are up 18-5. Dawson has it now. Pass down low to Anderson. She's going to take a shot, and just off the front of the rim, just missed, Ryan.
Yeah, that could have, I don't know if Cam maybe got her a little bit with the body. Cam for three here.
Oh, she got fouled. I saw that right away. Yeah, they got the rebound, kicked it up, went to the left side, Anna Gibson. She kicked it back to Cam Lee, who we've seen before hit three-pointers. She was out front, the top of the key, and she took a shot, and she got fouled. She's going to go to line for three free throws.
Yeah, she's been the last few games now. She's been taking at least two a game, it seems like.
Well, I remarked when I was doing a broadcast with Paul saying I think she's about 50% from the three-point line.
Yeah.
First free throw was good.
She's got a good touch from out there. I know Dylan's told her she's got to take 2 to 3 every game.
Well, it pulls the defense out, too, now.
Right.
Isabel Gertis checking back in for Anna Gibson. So she missed her second one. Here is the third one. And that one was off, too, just 1 for 3. Good opportunity to increase the lead, but Eagles still lead 19-5. Dawson has it. Swazinski over to Dahl out front. Back over to Hasted. Got Mallory Anderson trying to work down low.
Good cut.
Yeah, it was a good cut. A pass to Swazinski, just a little bit long. and she couldn't quite get it, so that was a turnover. And Lockfar will take the ball, bring the ball up court on the right side. Shellstead, she kicks it over to the left side to Lund, over to Jalen Lee, back out to Shellstead. There's Isabel Gertis, right side, down low, just missed a little bit long. Jalen Lee, with a hustle, gets the rebound on the back side. Taylor Shellstead has it, kicks it back to Isabel Gertis, and that was deflected. You know, I don't know where I read this or heard this, but usually I think it's 68% of the shots when you shoot the baseline go long. So if you can be a backside rebounder, you can get a lot of rebounds.
Right, right. Yeah, not very often they bounce to the top of the key. They usually go side to side on those shots.
Yep. Inbound pass to Cameron Lee out front, and she kicked it to Riley Lund in the corner. She was not open, so kicked it back to Lund, and there's a shot driving to the basket, Cameron Lee. And she's going to get the basket and pick up a foul. It was a nice cut. So again, a lot of the plays that they're running inbounds, Riley Lund is the one that's passing, and she gets to the corner. That time she wasn't open. She kicked it to a driving Cameron Lee, who completed the three-point play.
Yeah, that was a nice cut by Cam. She was on top of the key, just cut down the lane, and Riley fed her nicely and got the three-point play.
The Eagles are leading 22-5 now. Essling bringing the ball up corner. So Dawson is going to be fine. They just need to do a little more ball movement. We know Lockfarl's got a good defense. Kick that ball out and go. There's a pass to Essling, the right left wing. And she just missed it in and out. And there's a rebound by Anna Gibson. And she was fouled by number four, Chelsea Hughesby. They both were battling for the rebound.
Right.
I think she got just a little bit of the arm. That's the fifth foul for the Blackjacks. Lockfarl with just two so far.
Hughesby's second foul.
Yeah, Hughesby's second foul, and we'll keep an eye on that. So the Eagles have the ball top of the key. Riley Lund kicks it to the right side with Taylor Shellstead. She's got some pressure on by Hasted. Kicks it to Gibson. She drives, nothing there. Back out to Lund, over to Jalen Lee. She's in the lane, doing a little spin move, not open, kicks it out to Riley Lund for three. That was a little long, and it hit the back of the...
hit the shot clock.
The shot clock. And you can hit the backboard itself, but once it goes beyond the backboard and hits anything else like the stanchion or the shot clock, that is out of bounds, dead ball. Dawson Boyd bringing the ball up the court. The Blackjacks down 22-5. It's over to number 22. Jorgens is in the game now, too. There's Essling.
Cut.
Ooh, they're going to call a foul. I think on the ground. Nice cut by Essling. I'm really impressed with her. She brings the ball up the court. They usually get it to the wing, and then she cuts right through the basket. And
that
foul is on Isabel Gertis. Is that correct?
Yes, that was on Isabel, her first.
And then the third one for the Eagles. Now a good pass down low, and there it is. Kate Bell, nice pass. So number 22, Jorgens, was open. She got the ball, and she just did a little skip pass. Kate Dahl, and that was 2 points, an easy 2 points for Kate Dahl. 22-7 now. There's a loose ball.
Looks like it went off Taylor.
Yeah, it was kind of a, got tipped, and Taylor tried to save it, couldn't, win off her hand, and turnover, and that will go to the Dawson Boyd Blackjack. Essling bringing the ball up. She handles the ball really well for Dawson Boyd, and now she's going to drive, and she's going to pick up a foul. And I think that's the second one on Isabel Gertis, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Number two on Bell, Isabel.
And you see that they kind of clear out for a little bit, and she takes that drive. They're going to call it on the ground, so she won't be shooting. They inbound the ball in the corner to Dahl. Out to the wing to Essling. She's got it back down in the corner to Hasted. Good defense by the Eagles. A little bounce pass down low. And Gibson tried to steal it, but it's going to be called a jump ball, and it will stay with the Blackjacks, I believe.
Yep.
So good defense there. It was the right idea. It was a real good pass. Ayanna just alertly stepped in front of that pass. Couldn't quite make the steal, jump ball.
No, it looks like Dawson's trying to get it down low now with Cameron on the bench.
That's right. They should have a little better opportunity getting it down low. Essling's got the ball up front. She's dribbling around looking for something. She's going to kick it over to Swazinski. She's got the ball in the wing, and there's a cutter going through, not quite open. Got cut off by Gibson there.
Good
ball pressure. Yeah, Jalen Lee. Ball's down low, goes to Dahl, and slide open, missed it. Essling goes up for the shot. Was that Essling? Was that Swazinski?
That was Swazinski.
Swazinski with the rebound. Nice hustle by number 15, Alyssa Swazinski. There's a long shot from the Eagles. That's off, and there's a good rebound by Essling. She's going one-on-one with Riley Lund. She's going to go up for the shot, just a little bit long. Dahl is there for the rebound, just missed. So Dawson Boyd picking up the action here, getting some steals and fast breaks here. Another turnover. Number 15, Swazinski's got the ball. They're really putting some pressure on the Eagles.
Yeah,
now.
LaCaparra really forcing some bad passes right now. They just need to relax again.
There's a long shot by Rachel Jorgens. A three-point shot didn't hit anything, and we are having a timeout, I believe.
I think one called the timeout, the other one called the jump, but they're going to give them the timeout.
Okay, so we are doing a full timeout by LaCaparra Valley, I believe. So we'll be back after this full timeout, back with more action.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Nice. Welcome back, everyone. We came out of the timeout. LaCaparra had the ball. It brought the ball up the court, moved it around a little bit, and a nice pass from Ayanna Gibson down low to Cam Lee to make that basket. Ryan, Dylan Erickson took his second timeout. I don't think he was real happy with their play.
No, he didn't look real happy. And the girls came out a little more ball movement, better passing.
Yeah, there seems to be a game of runs here, and when one team gets down a little bit, they call that timeout and they come back with a lot more energy. Dawson Boyd working the ball around. They pass it down low. Hasted, and she took a shot. It's blocked a little bit. Dahl tried to save it going out of bounds, and she just stepped on the line, so it'll go back to LaCaparra Valley. 5 minutes to go, Ryan, 24-9. What's your assessment so far of the game?
Like you said, it's been a game of runs so far. It seems like LaCaparra got off to a good start and then kind of got sloppy, and Dawson scored some points. And now Dawson kind of got sloppy. LaCaparra went back at it. Now a turnover by LaCaparra again.
Yeah, they were trying to get Cameron Lee down low, and Ayanna Gibson had it on the wing, and she just overpassed her, and there was nothing but air. And so that was a turnover, another turnover for the Eagles. Essling has the ball up front. She kicks it over to Swazinski on the left side wing. She dribbles a little bit to the right side, kicks it back to Essling. She's really active tonight. There's a nice ball screen. Essling's going to drive. She takes a shot, and it is fouled. And I believe that's on Isabel Gerdes. And if that is, that would be number three, correct?
That is on Isabel Gerdes. That's number three.
Well, Essling is just so good going either side, left or right. She comes off that little screen. She cuts the basket, and she's shooting two. The first one is good. 24-10 now. And, you know, that's what you have to do. If a team is playing in-your-face defense, you've got to move without the ball.
Right. That's right. Isabel will go to the bench. Taylor Shelstick comes in for her. Isabel, three fouls.
And she missed the second one, so 24-10 now. Yep, Jalen Lee back in the game. Then Isabel Gerdes will take a seat. So Lee has two fouls. Gerdes has three fouls. Boy, they're really putting some pressure on the corner. Almost got a steal down there. Back to Jalen Lee on the left side. Pass out to Gibson. Over to Lund on the right side. Back down to Cameron Lee. She's not open. Back to Lund. She's going to take a long three, and that is off the front end. And there's a fight for it down low, and there's a scrum on the ground. And it looks like Swazinski comes up with the ball. Dawson Boyd.
That was a battle down there. Girls were on the floor fighting for that one.
You got to love it when that ball is on the ground. Three people hit the floor. So Essling dribbling out front. She's going to try driving a little bit. Taylor Shelton knocks that ball out of bounds. You know, between Taylor Shostak and Anna Gibson, they've been pretty much are the on-ball guard, you know, for defense, and they've done a pretty darn good job.
Seems like they get a deflection or a hand on it every time somebody tries to pass it.
Yeah, and there, well, just like you said, Jalen Lee got deflection. She deflected her right to Anna Gibson. She's going to bring up the ball on the right side of the court. 3.5 minutes to go, 24-10. Lacaparo with the lead. We're at Lacaparo girls basketball action. They're passing around the perimeter. Riley Lund on the left side. She's passing to Shelstead right in the middle, too, just a little bit short. And Essling comes up with the rebound.
Looks like Dawson's kind of playing a 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
Forcing Lacaparo to make some shots here.
Yes, yeah, and there's a turnover and a foul. It's going to be on Anna Gibson. So the turnover, the ball got passed right to Anna Gibson. There's an Anna and Ayana. And that was a foul. She got fouled on that thing, I believe, by Hasted for her second foul. So Lacaparo takes it up left side. Gibson's got it. 3 minutes to go, 24-10. Lacaparo kicks it to Shelstead in the middle. Back out to Lee. Over to Lund. Down to Cameron Lee in the middle. To Jalen Lee on the outside wing for three. Just in and out, but there's Cameron
nice
Lee.
By Cameron.
With the rebound, offensive rebound, and putback. And that's what you do when that shot goes up. You crash the boards.
Yeah, nobody from Dawson put a body on her. She had an easy rebound and put back for two.
Yeah, she was up by the elbow when she was that pass, or made that pass to Jalen, and on the shot she just crashed the board. Little ball pressure out front. Essling has it, being pressured by Taylor Shelstead. She's trying to find an open pass. There's Swazinski on the left wing. She's got pressure on her by Riley Lund. Kick it back to Essling, down low to Kate Dahl. She's going to spin and move, and she runs into nothing. And there's a shot. Oh, they're going to call it for traveling. Yeah, she did an original spin move, Ryan,
right.
And Jalen Lee was right there to stop that. And then she tried to do a second move and picked up the travel.
Yeah, good defense that time by Locke Farrell. Just in your face.
So Riley Lund has it. She kicks it over to Jalen Lee, down to Cameron Lee. She kicks it on backside to Anna Gibson, and that shot is a little bit short. But Taylor Shelstead runs it down, kicks it out to Lund. A pass across, and it's just a little bit long. Jalen Lee was crashing the backside.
This is the right idea. Good cut by Jalen. The pass is just a little too high.
And it looks like Dawson Boyd is going to take a quick 30-second timeout. So we'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with the last 2 minutes.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables, and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111. Or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
This is Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director for the Minnesota State High School League and a 1978 graduate of St. Paul Central High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Well, welcome back. Back, everyone, to Lacaparo Valley girls basketball action. Bart Hill and Ryan Lee here. Out of the timeout, Dawson Boyd set up a play, and it worked well. Caitlin Dahl got the ball down low and got fouled.
Yep. They moved it around, a couple passes, got it into Kate. Jalen got her on the arm on the shot. She missed both free throws.
Yeah, both free throws. Second one is off, and Ayanna Gibson hustles down and tracks it. So just about a minute 20 to go left in the first half. Lacaparo 26, Dawson Boyd 10. They're moving around. Gibson's got it on the left wing. She kicks it over to Lund on the right side. Back to Lee. Back to Lund out front. She's driving. And there could be another turnover. Oh, almost a turnover. Allison Essling got a hand on that. Dove for the ball out of bounds and just missed coming up with a big steal. So
She has been all over the floor today.
She is really fun to watch. She works hard. So now, almost got another steal. Good deflection. She's having numerous of those. Iona Gibson out front, kicks it over to Lund out front. Back to Gibson on the right side, down low to Cameron Lee. Jalen Lee from the corner. No good. She fouls her own shot, gets it, puts it up, and gets fouled. And what have we talked about, Ryan, the whole game is when you take a shot, if you don't get a foul, your shot, or if you're not in on the shot, you can crash the boards and rebounding. That time she fouled her own shot, got the ball enough for two, and got fouled.
Yeah, nice follow by Jalen. If she doesn't follow her shot, Dawson gets that rebound.
Yeah, that would have been an easy rebound for Dawson. So we got 49 seconds left. She made her first free throw. It is 27-10. She'll be shooting the second one here coming up. And the second free throw is up and nothing but net. So now it's 28-10. Dawson Boyd kicks it up. Essling's on the right side. Excuse me, that wasn't Essling. Out front to Swazinski. Now to Essling out front. She's dribbling the ball, assessing it. Taylor Shelstead is on her. No place to go. And Cameron Lee just rips it out of her hand.
Ripped it right out of her arms and then...
Oh. And she
threw it to Taylor, and Taylor wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, they did a double team on Essling, and Cameron came up from behind, and as she turned to pivot, she pivoted right into Cameron. She stole the ball, and she got it and tried to get it to Taylor as fast as she could, but Taylor wasn't quite ready. Bounced off her out of bounds. Dawson retains it with 25 seconds to go. Essling out front. We'll see if they hold it for one now. 20 seconds to go. 28-10. Lacaparo in the lead. They kick it down to Hasted. There's no place to go. She kicks it out to Swazinski. She's out front, top of the key. She's being pressured over to number 22, Jorgens. 8 seconds to go. Dahl with the ball, top of the key. She's going to drive in. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. She's going to take a shot just off. She fell down, and that long full court or shot will not be good by the Eagles. So that is your halftime score right now, 28-10. We'll take a few-minute commercial break here. We'll come back with the second half action. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks at Lacaparo, 28-10 Eagles lead at halftime.
This is Jesse Diggins, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. By A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. By Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net.
by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of Rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Lacaparo Valley. Tonight's girls' basketball action. Lacaparo is leading 28-10 here at halftime over Dawson Boyd. But before we get into some first-half stats, Ryan, great news. The Camden Conference dance results were given to us by Paul Ramo, and both the Kick and Jazz went first place to the Shadows with a rank point of 3. You can't get any better than that. And second place was YME, and third place was Canby Minnesota. All-conference high kick, Lexi Glegge, Reagan Martinson, and Landry Schmidt. And all-conference Jazz were Reese McCoy, Reese Mitchell, and Addie Tufto. So congratulations to the Shadows for placing first in both Kick and Jazz in conference dance.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right, let's go through some second or first half scoring, Ryan.
First of all, for Dawson, we got Ayanna Hassett with 2, Kate Dahl with 2, Alyssa Swadinsky with 2, and Allison Essling with 4 for Dawson. For Lacaparo, we got Riley Lund with 7, Isabel Gertis with 4, Anna Gibson with 3, Cameron Lee with 12, and Jalen Lee with 2.
All right, so the Eagles have a 28-10 lead. You know, they jumped out of the gate early. They were up 10-1 before Dawson Boyd called their first timeout. Then Dawson Boyd came back and scored the next 4 points in the game. And they started cutting it a little bit closer, and then Lacaparo took a timeout. And that kind of seemed to be the theme in the first half, Ryan. One team would go on a little bit of run. Timeout would come, they'd get settled down, they'd come back and play some good pressure defense and get some steals.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think the story of the game the first half has been the defense on both teams. I mean, Dawson, I'm impressed with their defensive intensity in the first half. And Lacaparo, for all of you that have watched the Eagles, you know their defense is coming every night.
Yeah, they just get so many deflections. I don't know if that's an official stat that Dylan would keep. You know, that's just one more thing you got to watch for. I know in college and pros, they watch those deflections.
Yeah.
And boy, it's just amazing to see how many times they deflect the ball. And it doesn't always turn into a steal, Ryan, but what can it do is it can take your offense out of rhythm.
That's right. Yep. You know, it's just different. The ball moves when you deflect it, and it just throws everything off, and you got to reset. And that allows, you know, the defense to get back in their stance and put pressure on.
Yeah, we get to watch they announce all those young girls before they announce the Lacaparo starting 5, and now they're out playing at halftime. And Ryan, I gotta tell you, there's some good ball handlers out there.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm not sure what grade, maybe third, fourth graders, maybe. But yeah, there's some good ball handlers out here.
Yeah, I think some of them go. They're like 3'4" and a half out there, or something like that. But boy, they sure are, you know, spunky. We got the teams just coming back, getting ready to hit the floor again. As we remarked at the beginning of the show, Lacaparo is 14-3 overall, 12-0 in the Camden North. And, you know, Ryan, this you know, we don't have much of a season left, and pretty soon we're going to be talking playoffs, but goal number one was to win the Camden Conference. Right now, I think they have a two-game lead over KMS in the North, and of course, the North winner plays the South winner, so there's still some exciting basketball left to be
played.
Yeah,
there is. There's a lot of basketball left, and yeah, we still got to go to KMS. That's always a tough place to play, and they're two games behind us right now.
Yeah, and that's true. So then they need somebody to knock off Lacaparro, so they have a chance, if they win that game, to be tied with Lacaparro for the conference lead. And, you know, down south, I'm not sure if Mineota is still leading that conference.
Yeah,
I believe they are.
I believe Mineota still has probably a 2-3 game lead in the south. So
yeah.
I'm guessing, you know, if we hang on and win the north, we'll face Mineota for the conference championship.
Yeah, and that would be another epic battle. Not sure where the north-south game is this year.
It is at the south.
Okay, so we would have to travel down there. So we got about a minute to go before this start of game, so we'll go and take a commercial break, and we'll come back. So this was the Monica's Apparel and Accessory Halftime Show. We'll be back for second half action after these messages.
Hi, this is Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. I just received a huge box of merchandise for my vacation room. It is full of dresses with SUV in them. It's full of skorts and tank tops and maxi dresses and knit pants and denim jackets. Everything you need for traveling in style, come to Monica's. And don't forget your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. Grab her something red and a gift certificate so she can stroll into Monica's and find something special for your date night. Shop Monica's Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook, and thanks for shopping small.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Welcome back to Lacaparro, everyone. Bart Hill, Ryan Lee here. We're covering the Lacaparro Valley girls basketball game. They're hosting Dawson Boyd tonight, and halftime score, Eagles are ahead 28-10. I know we've got some girls in foul trouble, Ryan.
Yeah, we got Isabel Gertis has 3, Cameron Lee has 2, and Jalen has 1 for Dawson. Hested has 2, Hughesby has 2, and Haley Anderson has 1.
All right, starting lineups, or the second half starters are the same as the game for Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks. Hasted, Hughesby, Dahl, Anderson, and Essling for the Eagles. Gertis, Lee, Lund, Gibson, and Shelstead. Dawson will take the ball right away at halftime. They're passing it over to Kate Dahl on the left wing. She's going to do a ball fake, a drive, and she's stopped on defense. Essling's got it. She's going to drive to the middle. She tries a ball fake. Isabel Gertis on her. Turnaround jumper is no good. And the rebound by Cameron Lee.
Yeah, nice box out by Cameron.
Shelstead has it, dribbling right side, kicks it over to Gibson, back to Shelstead, right wing, just a little bit long and off, and Essling's going to pick up the rebound. She's dribbling down the right side, does a crossover, gets to the middle, and the shot is up and just off. But she's really been getting to the rim easy tonight. There's a long pass up to Gertis, and that's for 2. So Isabel Gertis ran the court well there. We got the rebound kicked out all the way, about a three-quarter court pass.
Yeah, Essling's been getting to the rim. She's just got to finish.
And our Essling's got out front. She kicks it over to Hughesby on the left side. She's looking for a pass, gets a screen by Dahl, dribbles to the right, nothing open, kicks it back to Essling on the right side to wing. She's going to drive to three-throw lane, and nothing there, kicks it back out to Hasted. She got knocked over. Not sure what happened there. Ball's deflected.
She tripped over Bell's foot.
She didn't get knocked over. Nobody pushed her down. So I think she just was trying to get through a screen and stepped on someone's foot. But Essling's got a baseline, and she's going to be fouled by Cameron Lee. Did a nice job. She drove the baseline, about a 10-foot shot, put it up, and she was fouled. I know Cameron Lee was not happy with that
call.
No,
she didn't look very happy with that one.
So Essling will go to the line, and that's one thing we've said time and time again. She is not afraid to attack the basket. She's not the tallest person out there, but she is attacking the basket.
Yeah, she's going right at him.
First free throw was missed, though. She's checking back to Coach Hawkinson to find out what they're going to do on defense. I'm sure she just gave her some encouraging words, too. That one is nothing but net. 31-11 now. Or 32-11, excuse me. The Eagles have the lead. Riley Lund has it on the right side. Kicks it over to the middle, over to Ian Gibson. Back out to Shelstead. Back out to Lee out front. To the corner to Isabel Gertis. Nothing there. Good defense by Kate Dahl getting out on her. She's going to dribble to the middle. Kicks it over to the left side to Gibson. She's going to dribble. Nothing there. Back to Bell on the right side. Kicks it to Lund. That's not open. Back to Isabel Gertis. And that three-pointer is long, but Taylor Shelstead with the rebound. And kicks it down to Cameron Lee, who's fouled by Haley Anderson. Well, I just like Lock Parra, how they attack, even on the offensive boards. You know, a lot of teams will just get back on defense, not Lock Parra.
Right, yep, they're in attack mode all the time, offense or defense.
Cameron Lee's going to take two shots, and she missed another free throw. You know, you can't, you know, as a coach, you can't harp on it too much because you don't want to get into their heads, but... You know, we have seen a kind of I don't know what you'd call it, the Achilles heel now is our free throw shooting.
Yeah, yep.
She'll take her second free throw here, and that one is nothing but net, one for two. 31-11 now, Lock Parra with a 20-point lead. And Dawson Boyd's got it. Oh, just a turnover. Hughesby tried to get it down, and it was just a little bit too hard, turnover. Isabel Gertis bringing it up. She kicks it over to Taylor Shelstead, left side of the wing, down to Cameron Lee, down low. And there's a turnaround jumper, enough easy putback.
Nice find by Taylor. She drove a little bit, dished it off to Cameron.
Well, Taylor is such a good outside shooter. She's also a good driver, and you got to keep an eye where she's at, but she's also an excellent passer. Wow. That was a tough shot there. Hasted was going to pass it out to Dahl, and it just a little too hard, went off her hands out of bounds, so Lock Parra with it, another turnover.
Yeah, talking about Taylor, you know, she has not scored tonight. She's done a lot of other things. She's getting everybody else involved.
I would not have guessed that. Isabel Gertis down in the corner. That three is a little bit long, but Taylor Shelstead right on cue. Gets the offensive rebound and missed it. Gets her own rebound and missed again. Two easy rebound putbacks that were both long. And Dawson Boyd gets a rebound. Essling, top of the key. Picks it over Swazinski, left side. Nobody's open. She kicks it out front to Hughesby. Back over to Essling. Down low. Swazinski just a little bit too hard. Bounced off her hands. Out of bounds. All right. It seems like we got a lot of turnovers going back and forth and a lot of missed
shots. Yeah, the second half has kind of been a little sloppy so far. Some missed passes and a few turnovers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see which coach calls the timeout first with
right.
The unhappy play, but neither coach can be happy right now.
No.
Gibson dribbling down low to Shelstead. Nice bounce pass. And she takes it up and in. That time she finished. Nice pass
first
by Gibson.
First 2 points of the game.
35-11 now. Lock Parra in the lead. 24-point lead. About 14 minutes to go left in this game. A Camden Conference North battle the second time around. And these girls squared off earlier. I think that was way back in December, early December.
December 8th, I think.
Yeah, and Lock Parra won that game. I think it was quite handily as well.
68-27, Lock Parra won
68-27. Okay, that was a missed shot picked up by the Eagles, and Taylor Shelstead drove, and she passed out of bounds. I think she thought Cameron Lee was going to take a cut to the basket, and she didn't.
I think she thought Cam was going to roll a little bit. Cam stayed posted up. And
yeah, I'm guessing Cam probably thought Taylor was just going to drive in
right.
And take a shot. So 35-11, Dawson Boyd with the ball out front. Essling kicks it over to Hughesby, over to Swazinski. She's going to take a three-point shot just off the front of the rim. Isabel Gertis picks up the rebound. She's going to kick it up, but it was deflected by Hasted. Nice defense. Otherwise, that would have been an easy fast-break layup. And that ball is taken away by Hasted. Anna Hasted, nice job stepping in that passing lane. Essling gets it. She kicks it up. And that ball is deflected and picked up by Isabel Gertis. I think we've had like five consecutive turnovers.
Yeah, it's just a back and forth as far as turnovers here.
Yeah, and there's a missed layup by Isabel Gertis on the left side. Rebound by Dahl. She kicks it over to Essling. Back to Dahl. Top of the key. She's going to kick it over to Swazinski on the wing. Dribbling it out front. Kicks it over to Hughesby. She kicks it over to Essling, right side. Back out to Hasted, top of the key, looking for someone to Dahl, left side. There's a cutter, Swazinski, and she's going to do a turnaround jump shot. That was blocked by
Cameron
Lee. Yeah.
And she now, got lucky. I think she could have got maybe on the arm on that one.
Well, there's a timeout by Dylan Erickson. You could see he was shaking his head. So 35-11, Lock Parra, but we'll take a commercial break. This is a full timeout. Back with more action after these messages.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Welcome back to Lock Paul, everyone. Girls basketball game tonight, Camden North Conference game. Dawson Boyd at Lock Paul. The Eagles have a 35-11 lead. Coach Joan Erickson just took a timeout with a 24-point lead. What do you tell your girls, Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to look down there in the huddle, and it looked like there was a lot of drawing on his board. I think there was just a lot of talking, telling them to relax and make some better passes. They've been turning the ball over here.
Yeah, it really has slowed down. I think it's put the crowd to sleep.
Yeah,
I see some
really
people
quiet.
Nodding over with their heads in their laps. So we got to get some action back. Eagles inbound the ball. Kick it over to Lund on the left side. She goes Gibson. Looked to get it down low. That was not open. She's getting ball pressure, and there is another turnover. Ina Gibson tried to pass it through to Riley Lund, but it was over and back. And here we go. I believe that's maybe the sixth straight turnover.
You know, credit to Dawson. They've stepped up the defensive pressure. They're doing well on defense, forcing turnovers.
They are. So, you know, you're down by 24. It's easy to give up. But obviously, Dawson Boyd, the block checks are not doing that. They're still playing hard. There goes Hughesby. She ran into a wall, and they're going to call her for travel. She was driving, tried to get to the middle. Cameron Lee just held her ground, and she kind of bounced off her and shuffled her feet, got picked up for a traveling call. And there's another turnover. Again, if you're wondering where Paul Ramo is, the master, the voice of the Eagles, he is not feeling well today. So Ryan Lee and I are filling in for him, and we certainly know that he does a great job. It's a lot of work, Ryan.
This is a lot more than I thought.
And I'm so glad.
I hope we're doing a good enough job for Paul. I hope he isn't too upset with us right now.
We get the Paul of approval.
Right. Nice and pass in the Cam.
I think that was from Isabel Gertis down to Cam Lee. 37-11. You know, and that's a nice job of the Eagles passing the ball out, down low. And Dawson Boyd brings it up. Swazinski's on the left side of the wing. She's got it out front looking to pass. Got some pressure by Jalen Lee, who's back in the game, over to Kate Dahl. She's going to dribble down low, and she is stopped, and looks like it's going to be a foul on Taylor Shelton.
Must have got her with the body or on the arm.
Yep, on the arm. She was trying to drive. She was not shooting, so it's on the ground. So Ayanna Hasted will inbound the ball underneath their own basket.
Taylor's first foul.
And here we go. They're trying to get inbound. They kick it out to Hughesby out front to get it back to Hasted, and she's going to drive. And, wow, nothing happened there. A little contact.
Yeah.
Down low to Anderson. Nice spin move. And it looked like it maybe just got blocked a little bit.
Yep.
Nice spin move, though, by Haley Anderson. Eagles with the rebound.
Yeah, Hasted kind of drove and just kind of ran right into Cameron, and nothing was called. And Cameron gets a nice lob pass. Was that from Taylor, or was that
I think it was Isabel. Yeah, she was out on top of the key, and Cameron Lee just did a back seal, which means that the defender was in front of her, so she's the closest to, you know, the baseline. And Isabel Gertis got her pass over the top, and she just turned to shoot it and got fouled from behind. So the basket was good, and she'll shoot an and one here. Eagles leading now 39-11. Here comes the free throw, and it is good. So three-point play, 40-11 now, the Eagles. And Hughesby is going to bring up the ball on the left side of the court. She's going to pass it over to Dahl to the right side. Looking for someone to get open. Essling brings the ball back up front. She's guarded by Isabel Gertis. There's a pass down low. Swazinski, quick shot, and just off the front of the rim. Nice pass by Essling. Good cut by Swazinski. Just missed it. Eagles got it out front. Riley Lund kicks it down low to Isabel Gertis on the baseline. That one is long. Cameron Lee comes up with the rebound, and that is taken out of her hands by Allison Essling.
Essling took it right out of her hands.
She is just fun to watch. She really works hard. There's Swazinski, tried to shoot over the top of Jalen Lee. Did not work, went long. Taylor Shelstead with the rebound, kicks it to Lee. Over to Riley Lund. Down underneath, shoots it just a little bit long, but she hustles after it, gets her own rebound.
It's her own rebound. That's hustle. Those hustle plays.
Yep. Those are the ones that really make a big difference. There's a pass down low seal move again by Cameron Way. She sealed off Haley Anderson, and she's got an easy basket, 42-11. And Dawson is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick commercial break from our great sponsors and be right back with more action.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics, from our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases. Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Lock Power, everyone. We're out of the blackjack timeout. They're going to inbound the ball down 42-11 with about 10 minutes to go. And it's going to be a tall order to get back in this game, but what do you think they need to do, Ryan?
Keep moving the ball. Passes like that, turning the ball over, you can't afford that now. You gotta tighten up a little bit and make some shots.
Yeah, they came out of the break and tried to do a pass up to the wing, and that was turned over. I thought maybe it was deflected by an Eagle player, but I guess not. So the Eagles have the ball.
I think Jalen did get a finger on it, but then it went off the Dawson girl after that.
All right, so she deflected it into a deflection off the Dawson Blackjack player. So Eagles have it out front. Riley Lund way downtown. That was off. Rebound offensively, Jalen Lee. She missed it, but she got her own rebound and a putback. Nice job by Jalen Lee. 44-11 now, about 9.5 minutes ago. Again, if you didn't hear our halftime show, congratulations to the Shadows. Both the High Kick and Jazz were first place with the rank point of 3. Awesome job.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, and we had some all-conference players. Quickly, Lexi Glege, Reagan Martinson, Landry Schmidt, and Jazz, Reese McCoy, Reese Mitchell.
Good pass by Taylor.
All right.
Taylor on the fast break. She took two girls from Dawson, came up to try and stop her, and Riley Lund was on the other side with a nice pass from Taylor to Riley for 2.
That's awesome. After the missed shot, Eagles went down and scored. Now we got Essling's got it on the right side, looking for someone open. Again, Black Pearl still got that on-ball pressure, person-to-person defense. They're not letting up at all.
Right.
Even though they've got a big lead, 46-11, 35-point lead.
Yeah, Dawson has scored 1 point here in the second half.
Well, if you're wondering, in high school basketball, if you get within 9 minutes of the end of the game and you're ahead by 35 points or more, it is running time. The only thing that stops the clock now is a timeout or an official timeout, like on an injury or something like that. But that's it. And it'll go running until the score gets below 30 points, and then it'll go back to stop time. So right now, the Eagles have a 35-point lead. And it should remain a running clock here unless Dawson Boyd can cut it to less than that. Kate Dahl driving. Nice scooping layup just off. But there's Haley Anderson with the rebound, put back, and she was fouled. So, again, nice hustle by Haley. She was on the backside of that, and once the shot went long, she went up and grabbed that rebound, put it up right away, Ryan. You don't want to hesitate, and she got fouled.
Yep. Looked like Jalen and Cameron, neither one of them boxed her out, and she just came, got the rebound, and Jalen followed her on the arm on the shot.
And the first free throw is missed by Haley Anderson. We've got Haskett is back in. Hughesby is back in. They're playing about, I would say, 7 girls for Dawson Boyd. Lacaparo will play 6, but I would anticipate maybe some of the bench players will get a chance to get in now.
Yeah, I'm guessing they'll start emptying the benches here pretty quick. That's running time now.
And that free throw is just a little bit long as well. So, again, 7 minutes to go. The clock's going. 46-11, Lacaparo. Pass down low to Jalen Lee, over to Gibson, back out front to Isabel Gertis, back in the corner to Jalen. She's going to pass it down low to Cameron. The defense was there, deflected, but Lacaparo comes up with it. And a good cut from the corner. Riley Lund passed by Ayanna Gibson for 2.
Yeah, Riley just cut back door, and Ayanna found her from the top of the key for an easy 2 points.
Yeah, we've seen, I think, 2 or 3 baskets by Riley where she's cut. There's a good cut by, well, that was number 22, Jorgens. nice cut. The same with hers. She got the shot off, but it was just deflected out of bounds. And so Dawson Boyd will inbound it underneath their own basket. Anna Hastead is going to inbound it. She's getting down low, and that ball was deflected and right into the hands of Ayanna Gibson. Taylor Shelstead's going to kick it up the right side. She's going to kick it to Cameron Lee, who wasn't really ready for it.
I don't think she was ready
for
that pass.
Back to Shelstead, back to Lee. That was a touch pass.
Yeah.
It was up in the air. She didn't even catch it. It's almost like a volleyball set. She just kicked it over right to Cameron Lee from Taylor Shelstead.
24 now for Cameron on the night.
Wow, that's a great night. But, you know, you can't score but just by yourself. She's had an awful lot of good assists.
Right.
Dawson Boyd with the long three-point shot. That missed. Kate Dahl with the rebound. She's going to put it back. She missed. Hughesby is going to put up the rebound on her attempt was fouled, Chelsea Hughesby. So, again, Dawson Boyd doing the same thing. You got to attack those boards, especially when you're behind. They're getting those second-chance shots. That time they got fouled.
Yep, they just got to keep attacking.
Chelsea Hughesby will be on the line shooting two. The first one is up, and that one is no good. Well, neither team is shooting free throws really well tonight.
No. I got Dawson unofficially for 8 missed free throws out of 13 attempts.
Well, we know what they might be practicing tomorrow in practice. 50-12, Lacaparo is up by 38 points. Again, the time is running. It'll only stop running once it gets below 30 points. Otherwise, it just stops on timeouts. Jalen Lee on the right side. She kicks it to Taylor Shelstead in the middle. Over to Isabel Gerdes. She's going to shoot from three-pointers. Nothing but net, Isabel Gerdes. 53-12 now. Lacaparo in the lead.
You know, our three-point shots, that's only the third three-point shot we've made tonight.
Yeah, I remarked to one of our games, I don't know if it's a YME or Canby game, that we only made 3 three-pointers, but we only took like 6 in the game because we were passing so well. There's a steal by Anna Gibson.
Another
she
nice
gets it up
pass.
To Gerdes, down to Cam Lee on a quick basket there, and it's 55-12, and Dawson Boyd is going to take another timeout here, so this will stop the clock. It will be a full timeout, I believe, so we'll take a commercial break and be back with the final action here at Lacaparo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lacaparo Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lacaparo Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Well, welcome to Lacaparo, everyone. Ryan Lee, Bart Hill to do the broadcast. 4 minutes ago, running time. Eagles up 55-12. Jalen Lee just had a steal down there, kicked it up to Taylor Shelstead. She ran the court, got the ball back, went up for a shot, and she was fouled, so she'll be on the line shooting two. And that first free throw by Jalen Lee was good, 56-12 now.
Let Kayla Jan into the game for the Eagles for the first time.
All right, Kayla Jan in for the Eagles, and we'll see if Dawson has anyone. You know, the thing is some of these girls play a full B-squad game, so that you're wondering why they don't get to play. They can't play in two halves of B-squad and two halves of varsity. So that second free throw was missed by Jalen. Eagles up 56-12. Again, it's a running time, so the only thing that's going to stop it now is a timeout or an injury timeout. And it looks like Kaya Kranz is coming into the game now.
Kelly Kahn coming in.
And Kelly Kahn is coming in, so now you'll see some of those starters come out. Nice job from the Eagles starters. And, you know, you see some of these girls, this is their next year's squad, the future. Black and Pearl starts four seniors.
Yep.
And they will not be back next year. There's no redshirt freshman year getting another year for COVID. They will be gone.
Right.
Isabel Gerda's dribbling out front. She gets it over to Kahn in the wing, and that ball is deflected.
Essling again.
Here's Essling again. She's going up for a layup. Steal and a layup. Can't beat that. Nice job by Allison Essling.
Still hustling. Wow. I love that. Down 56-12. You're still hustling. She's all over the place, yes.
Yeah, it could be so easy just to pack it in mentally and emotionally, but she is not. Isabel Gerdes drives, and she's going to take a driving layup shot. She makes the basket, but she is fouled, so she's going to get a chance for an and one. I believe that foul was on Kaylin Jorgensen.
Yes.
She got her sub into the game. And here comes number three, Claire Stratmoen, for the Blackjacks.
Just a seventh grader she is.
Wow. 5 foot seventh grader. So Isabel Gerdes has a chance for an and one here, 58-14. That fast free throw is good. And it's 59-14. Under 2 minutes to go, 1:53 left. And Stratmoen is bringing the ball up. She kicks it over to Jorgensen. She's going to kick it out to Anderson on top. Back to Stratmoen. She's looking around. Nobody open. Over to Hasted. Back over to Anderson on the left side. They're cutting through. Cutting hard. There's a pass down low to Jorgensen. Just off her fingertips. And Isabel Gerdes picks it up.
They're still playing hard. They're still moving. They're cutting to the ball.
And Isabel Gerdes goes up for a layup a little bit strong. Rebound by Jorgensen. Nice job. Yeah, I'm just, you know, excited at the fact that they just keep cutting through, and eventually those baskets or cuts are going to get open.
Yep.
We're going to do a timeout here. If it's I think it's just a timeout to get some subs in, so we'll just keep it right here. We got number 20 is in now, Carolyn Hanisch. Number 21 is in, Jordan Strand. They leave Allison Essling out there right now, so Taylin Jorgensen's going to pass it in to Stratmoen. She's got it out front. 1 minute to go left in the game. Back over to Jorgensen.
Claire Borsted and Zoe Docker in for the Eagles.
Thank you. Claire Borsted and Zoe Docker in. So now we've got, other than Allison Essling, we've got all new players out there for both squads. As time is running down, 50 seconds to go. We've got 21 out front. Strand, and there's a long shot. That's off. And Zoe Docker with the rebound. She's dribbling the ball up the court, gives it to Kayla Jan. If there are 40 seconds left, I don't anticipate too much action. Whoa, there's a hard screen by Kaya Cran. She was going to set a ball screen on Allison Essling, but, you know, she looked like a pulling guard in the NFL because she was there to deliver the blow and knock Allison down. But it's all good. Allison inbounds the ball to Claire Stratmoen, number three. She's going to pass it over to Essling. We're down to 15 seconds now, running time. Back out to Stratmoen out front. She's going to kick it over to Strand on the wing. 7 seconds to go. Back out to number 20, Hanisch. She kicks it back over to Stratmoen. Back to Essling out front. 3-point shot, and it was just off the front of the rim. So there's your final. Lack of Pearl 59, Dawson Boyd 14. We'll take a couple minute break here while we tally up the stats and figure out who our player of the game is, and also hopefully Coach Dylan Erickson will come up to have a word with us as well. All right, we'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. They serve Milner Heritage Winery, Rolling Forks Winery, and Grandview Valley Winery wines. Wine tastings, you get 4 1-ounce pours for $7. The West Branch Bloody Mary is an award-winning family recipe. They have pizzas, pretzels, cheese curds, and much more. Bring the family and friends out to West Branch Vineyard. They're located at 2496 160th Street, Dawson. Look them up on Facebook or check out their website at westbranchvineyard.com. That's West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. See you there.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Subway post-game show. We got Subways in Dawson, Appleton, and Canby, so don't forget to eat fresh, Ryan.
That's right.
Check out those Subways. Before we get into some final stats here, just some other scores in the Camden Conference. Obviously, the game you just heard right now, Lacaparral winning 59-14 over Dawson Boyd. Mineota had an easy time with Lakeview, winning 61-21. And McRae downed Renville County West 55-21. So, Ryan, let's go through some second-half or total of scoring here for the game tonight.
Yeah, for Dawson, they scored 4 points in the second half. They were led by Allison Essling at 7, Lissa Swadinsky at 2, Kate Dahl at 2, Chelsea Huseby had 1, Ayanna Hasted had 2. For Lacaparral, Taylor Shelstead had 2, Ayanna Gibson 3, Jalen Lee 5, Riley Lund 11, Isabel Gertis 12, and the Eagles were led by Cameron Lee with 26 points tonight.
All right, so we've got the Neon Needles post-game show here, and we have to decide who the player of the game is. And, Ryan, I'll let you do the honors since you know this player very, very well.
Well, I think we got to give it to Cam. She had a nice night, 26 points. I have her for 7 rebounds. She might have had more than that. I'm not sure, or less. I don't know. But, no, a nice night for Cam, and her teammates looked for her, found her down low. She made some nice shots. Good night for her.
Well, congratulations to Cameron Lee again, 26.7 rebounds. She's the Subway player of the game on this Neon Needles post-game show. And We've got Coach Dylan Erickson up here. We'll let him get the headset on, ready to go. And Coach, congratulations, first of all, on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Like I said, like I always say, another win's always a great win, and especially a conference win. And then you're playing your rivals and your neighbors right there to the south, Dawson. So it's always fun to get a win there as well.
Yeah, we remarked, that first half was kind of a half of runs. You jumped out to a 10-1 lead, and then Dawson Boyd called a timeout, and then kind of things slowed down a little bit. Then you took a timeout, then you went back to another big lead, and then Dawson took another timeout. It's kind of the timeout war going back and forth when one team was a little bit sluggish.
Yeah, as a coach, too, you don't want to have to take those timeouts to stop runs, to start runs, things like that. I have four seniors on the court, seems like, at all times, and they played enough basketball and have enough experience that I kind of expect them to be able to do that on their own, go on runs, be able to stop runs on the other end on their own. But, again, sometimes sit on the bench a little bit, think about it, gather our thoughts, gather ourselves a little bit, and then collect ourselves and go back out there. Makes a big difference, too.
Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about your defense a little bit? Because we talked about, I don't know if you keep a stat for deflections or not, but we know certainly you keep a stat for steals. If you guys weren't stealing the ball, you're certainly causing a lot of havoc in there with your deflections on passes.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We have pretty active hands, and like you said, if we're not getting the steal, yeah, we've got our hands on a lot of tip passes and things like that, and that just slows down their offense a ton and gets them out of their flow. And, they pulled it out and would run. If we had a shot clock tonight, I think we maybe would have a chance at a couple shot clock violations, because they pulled it out and ran some clock, and we had to really dig deep, and we had a guard for 30, 35, 40 seconds, it seemed like, at times, and kids were getting tired, but we did a pretty good job rotating out of it and staying engaged and still getting hands on passes and whatnot and throwing them out of their flow, and then they'd start over again and over again. So good credit to them. Maybe we weren't our sharpest tonight, definitely offensively in their zones that they threw at us again, and defensively we were much better in the second half. I know you look at the score, you're going to say, wow, they must have played really good defense. Well, we weren't as sharp as we want to on defense either. We weren't in the right spots at times, and we got lucky on some missed shots and some second chance points that they missed. We weren't always, like I said, in the right spot. But offensively, I thought, I know we're getting to that maybe, but we just weren't quite as sharp. We didn't make the reads quite as fast as we should be making them. And, just weren't as sharp. And we maybe were a step and a half slow, I thought, kind of on both ends tonight until maybe late in the second half, where we kind of hit a little bit of a stride and started seeing some of those windows earlier and getting Cam in good spots and getting the ball in the middle in the short corner and getting it reversed out. But, again, Monday games are not always my most fun games coming off the weekend like that and not being able to see them. But we have a – this is our first one of the year, I believe, and we have a big one next Monday, too, so we're going to have to not use that as an excuse why we're a step slow, because we're going to be playing a really good team on a following Monday here. So,
yeah, we just remarked in that second half there was about a five-minute stretch where I think there were six consecutive turnovers, three by both teams, and the crowd up there were starting to fall asleep. There just wasn't a lot of flow. But when you talk about your defense, I don't know if you know this or not, Ryan mentioned it to me, you gave up only 4 points in the second half. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was, again, we locked down much better, made any catch, any finish at the rim, any shot, we were in the pocket all the time, made it, like I said, every catch, every finish really hard, and had to make them work for it, and it's a credit to our girls coming out of half, even though, like I said, maybe a step slow, but we got to our spots where we needed to get to, and maybe we had to make an adjustment on giving a girl an extra step, making sure we're sliding, getting off the ball a little bit quicker, and getting ourselves in those spots earlier versus having to use so much energy to get there.
We're trying to get Cam Lee with the headset, but she doesn't want to come. She's leaving.
She's pretty quiet.
That's the fastest I've seen her move. All right. Well, what else do you have coming up this week? Then we'll turn it back to Ryan.
Yeah, we have so we're at home all week, which is kind of nice. The cold weather, it's nice not to get on a bouncy bus and that never heats up, and we get to stay at home a little bit. So, yeah, we're back here at the Valley here on Thursday with a boys-girls doubleheader. It's going to be kind of cool, a lot of basketball action going on. I know varsity boys will play at 5:30, and then we got B-squad girls in the North Gym at 5:30, and C-squad boys in the Commons at 5:30, and then the varsity girls at 7 on the main court, and B-squad boys in the North Gym at 7. So there's going to be a lot of basketball going on Thursday, a lot of people out here, and they take on Benson, so that'll be a fun. If you're an Eagle fan, a basketball fan, you get out here and watch a ton of basketball if you want on a Thursday night, what better to do? And then we have a day off, and then we get the Pipestone Arrows to come to town, or coming out here, and they got a nice team this year. We've battled them a few times, and so it'll be a nice challenge out here at the Nest on Saturday, early afternoon, whatever you want to call it, 11 o'clock B-squad, 12 o'clock varsity tip. So a lot of basketball action, and then the following week we're right back at it on Monday, Tuesday, get Wednesday off. We're on Thursday, Friday. So
all right.
It's a lot of action going on.
It's a lot of action. Well, congratulations, Coach, and good luck the rest of the week. And we'll get Ryan with the headset back on, and we'll finish up this post-game. Neon
awesome. Eagles thanks, Bart.
Show.
Thanks, Ryan, for covering us. Go Eagles.
All right, thanks. Well, we got one more thing to do. We talked about Cameron Lee being the Subway player of the game, this Neon Needles post-game show, and we just have the Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. Ryan, do you have that?
Yeah, one that stood out was the first half. Jalen Lee came in off the bench. She shot a three and followed her shot, got fouled, and made two free throws. I think that kind of gave Lockwood a little spark in the first half, get things rolling.
All right. Well, that's it. We'll be the final here broadcast for Ryan Lee and I from Lackparl. Again, your final score, Lackparl 59, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 14. So remember to thank your sponsors, and we'll see you on another broadcast. So, Ryan Lee, thank you for helping out. And
hey, thanks for asking me. This was fun. A lot of work, but it was fun.
And let's hope that we get Paul back here really soon. So.
Yeah.
For Ryan Lee, Bart Hill out here at Lackparl Valley, and we're signing off now. Thank you, sponsors, and we'll see you later.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Lackparl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Lackparl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson.
You're listening to Q92, KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
More first responders off the job in Memphis. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A sixth and seventh Memphis police officer have been suspended for their possible role in the arrest and beating of Tyree Nichols following the release of video from the incident. Two Memphis EMTs and a fire lieutenant have also been fired.
You also see in the video, other officers show up on scene and just stand around as a bloodied Nichols is left to wait more than 20 minutes for medical attention.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. Five officers were fired and charged with murder, and the special unit they were part of was disbanded over the weekend. President Biden today saying the U.S. would not be providing F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine
despite pleas from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for the jets. The U.S. is shipping advanced M1 Abrams tanks, and Germany is sending in Leopard 2 tanks. Russian officials say supplying such advanced weaponry constitutes direct involvement in the battle in Ukraine. President Biden tells Congress he's going to end two COVID-19 national emergency declarations as of May 11th.
The orders would cover the national emergency and public health emergency declarations. That means health agencies would treat the disease as endemic, meaning regularly occurring, rather than pandemic. But the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, is warning cases worldwide have been rising.
In the past 8 weeks, more than 170,000